It's Monday morning, and you're tuned into a clear-cut Hall of Fame podcast. These guys are highly caffeinated, they're entirely intolerable, and they're the patron saints of unpopular opinion. This is Just Buds.
I'm Jack. Jack.
Are you kidding me?
Jack.
I'm Jeff.
Every channel.
I'm Holly.
And this is Just Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
That works a lot better when there's someone else to say it.
I agree. I did it.
You said welcome back, Buds?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. I like it a lot.
Thank you.
We planned on doing that, didn't we?
We did. I think it's in one of the episodes we cut.
Yeah, there's two episodes probably not going to get released.
No.
Why?
Because they're not that good.
Oh, okay.
I like them, but I was also just laying back. My microphone was laying on my chest, so I was like...
Jack was very low energy that day.
Oh.
I did such a good job. Probably nobody noticed in episode 4. I did a fantastic job of taking Key's voice out of the podcast. Key spoke often. There was a lot of his voice in there, and it's not in there. And that makes me happy.
Editing's fun, isn't it?
It is kind of fun.
Yeah.
I enjoy editing. So, Holly, welcome back.
Thanks. I'm present.
First time, technically, in 2 seasons that you've been on.
I don't understand the seasoning thing.
Oh, seasoning? We don't put any seasoning on it.
No, seasoning salt's fine. but this whole season 0, are we... What?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What was your thought with it? Was that me or was that you?
It was more likely me.
I kind of liked it, just because it was season 0. Like, we didn't really know what we were doing. And so we called it season 0.
And then, we took weird gaps in between, so it's like, we'll just call it a seasonal gap.
Yeah.
Like seasonal depression?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Something we're all about to hit because of Minnesota.
Yep.
Take vitamin D, friends.
Take all the vitamin D. So do we have topic? I have a topic today.
I have a topic. But,
let's do your topic first, because I have a feeling mine's going to take a while. And I know Holly's got some comments, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my topic can be thrown in whenever, like whether we want Holly here or not.
Do you have any apologies? It's probably a better way to start.
That is a better...
I don't
remember. We need
to hear
her here more often.
I listen to a shit ton of podcasts. Like, honest to God, I'm subscribed to probably 15 right now, so...
Wait, are you subscribed to us?
Obviously.
Yes.
I don't remember what the last episode went up, so I can't apologize for anything.
My apology is that we said...
Joey.
We said we'd record
in
Vegas, and we didn't.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. Sorry,
Las Vegas.
Viewers. It was okay.
It was all right.
Is that where the Jello shots came in?
No.
No. Those came in. We went to Screamtown, Trail of Terror.
Trail of Terror.
And we were going to take a ton of Jello shots before for no reason. And they just turned out really gross. So Jack and Key took 20 of them. And then
Joey had a bunch too.
Yeah. That's good to hear. For reference, peoples, that I got offered Jello shots before we started this. And that was kindly declined.
Professionally declined. It was very nice.
Professionally. Respectfully declined.
So yeah, that's my apology. I don't think we... Holly, do you have any apologies? You've only been on 2 episodes ever.
No, I'm
Maybe
good.
Maybe you should apologize for that.
Yeah.
Apologize for your sparsity.
Yeah.
I wasn't invited.
You should invite yourself.
You
really should.
No.
Yeah, honestly, if you just texted us saying, hey, I'm on the next episode, we'd be like, yeah, okay.
Yep.
I don't... That ain't my jam.
Speaking of which, not jam, but of guests and whatnot, do you think that we lean too hard on our guests? That's something, I wanted to ask a follower.
I don't think so, because, one, Key talks all the time.
True.
And Joey's a good conversationalist.
He is?
I think so.
He wasn't bad.
I feel like he is our only good conversationalist friend.
Quality over quantity.
True.
And Tanner just doesn't... He's more of a quiet, reserved type of human, so...
Yeah.
That's just him. So, yeah, I liked Joey, even though he didn't say my name correctly. But I respect your apology, and I accept it.
How do you not say Holly right?
He said Molly.
Oh
yeah, I remember that. I thought about taking that out just to spare him the Molly, Holly thing.
No.
But I didn't.
Mm. No. In high school, I went to his bonfire. I think, Jack, you were there. I feel like I've already told this story.
Maybe. I don't know.
But I was standing on a chair backwards, so my back was to the fire, and a flame, one of those, the ashes, came out, and it hit the back of my pants. and it burned a hole through one of my pair of my leggings. And I still have it.
That's a shame.
Eh, they're Athleta. That's not fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
That means they're not Lulu. Doesn't matter.
Ah, okay, okay. Nice.
Thoughts.
Thank God.
So, Holly, you said you have some comments on past episodes, but my first question is, how do you like the new intro?
I very much enjoy it, actually. I'm wondering how that went, like, how you went about creating that, because that sounds like a very old-timey voice. I don't know who.
So that is the voice of Mike Drew. He was the broadcasting intern for the St. Paul Saints this summer, and he's got a fantastic voice.
Yeah,
all he did,
sounds like he needs to be narrating.
Yeah, he did TV and radio all summer for the Saints, and he's from Boston. I love Mike Drew.
So how do you know him?
I was also an intern for the Saints all summer.
Oh, okay, that went over my head.
That's fine. But yeah, that's Mike Drew. And then the upset man that is changing the stations on the radio is my father.
Well, that's okay. Dad's gonna be pissed. Shut up, Keith.
And basically we went through three different iterations of how we wanted
that we
to
did.
Come up.
That took an entire night to figure that whole thing
out.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But it was kind of fun doing it.
I'm happy with how it turned out.
I was really pumped when I heard Mike Drew's voice, because I just texted him out of the blue and asked if he would do it, and he said of course, and he sent it to us within a day.
Yeah.
That was high quality.
Love that guy.
Damn.
He's definitely got a better setup at his house than we do.
Yeah, he's not talking into Modelo boxes with foam in them.
Mine's McGolden, so...
McGolden.
I think I'm upgraded from you.
But hey, you know
definitely
what?
Superior beer.
None of these are as good as Bud Light.
I actually prefer Coors Banquet.
Holly, we're trying to get sponsored by Bud Light here. I have Coors Banquet in the fridge. Do you want some?
Key! You did me wrong. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, now you can get into your comments on the podcast.
All right, hit Joey's apology.
She apologized for him. I like that.
Do you accept the apology?
Yes, it says, good. Joey, semicolon, I accept your apology. Okay, Harry Potter second Fantastic is better than the first. At me. I did not understand the storyline of the first movie. I just, like, couldn't wrap my head around it. It was too scarce, like, sporadic.
I kind of understand
I could follow more. I was like, all right, we're into it. We know what we're hitting. And I know what we're prepping for, which I know you talked about. But that was my... I was like, y'all.
That's a hot take.
First one is not
know,
better.
I don't know if I completely agree with it.
Because
I do agree that the story was...
I disagree with it, so I'll
just
keep
it to myself. What's the purpose of the first movie other than explaining how this book came about?
Well, it's just an introduction
to all
the characters.
I mean,
and
it is the first movie. You're introducing everything.
Yeah, but we could have started with the second movie as the first. I understand that we got more of a perspective of Newt, but... Also... I could go up against Key or anyone on Harry Potter trivia any day of the week.
I sense a new episode coming up.
Keepers
Holly,
good
Harry
idea.
Potter trivia.
We'll have to find a fourth mic.
Or just have them share so they fight extra.
True.
That sounds like fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
We're just yanking boxes out of each other's hands.
Mine! All right, next bullet point. Reading versus listening to a book. Oh, this one riled me up. All right.
I don't know if I know what you're talking about, honestly.
So,
we had spoken about how Joey reads, but I did air quotes for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
But he just has people read to him, basically.
So this really frustrates me. So I'm a person, and so are the rest of my family, that if we listen to something, so if I hear a teacher speak about a certain subject, I will comprehend it. But if I read about it, I need to read about it like 3 times before I understand to the same capacity and comprehend to the same capacity. There we go. Finished sentence.
Makes sense, but you're not reading.
I am reading because I'm still accepting or I'm absorbing that knowledge.
You'd be learning, you're not reading. You're absorbing knowledge through somebody telling you. That's not
reading.
But
how do you define reading?
Looking at a book and looking at the words and comprehending what that word meant in my brain.
Does comprehension need to be in the word reading?
Well, I can definitely read something. I often
because you can read something and still not comprehend it.
That happens to me most of the time.
Yes.
Okay, so different meaning comprehension. Like, I comprehend that the word the on that page, T-H-E, is the. I have read that word.
So you are processing the words on your
processing
own.
Processing.
That's what you think
a
reading
word,
is.
Yes.
So it's all about how you define the word. But I listen to audiobooks like it's no other because I have a 45-minute drive to work every day. So
let it out, Ollie. We used to do that all the time.
Yeah, but my mom would be really mad at me.
Does your mom listen to us?
No, but she. Oh. If I burp, she'll be really pissed at me. Like, the most pissed your mom could get is probably whenever someone at the dinner table burps, or like in general when someone burps.
Really.
But my dad and I rate each other's burps, so I'm not kidding.
That's very bad.
That's an interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
It's fun. It stirs the pot.
Stirring the pot within the family, always fun.
Oh, easily. Once a day.
Now, before we move on, do you have anything else to say about past episodes?
Thanks to all my fans. That was just it. That was one bullet point, was thanks to all my fans. Because I was referred to as the most popular guest.
Let's be real, Holly has more fans than both of us combined.
No doubt.
This should be the Holly Show with Jack and Jeff.
I like the sound of that.
Alright, I'm in.
No.
Changing the name.
That's too much of a commitment for me. I have too many things going on.
We're changing it for season 3, Holly. You're already in.
I'm in because that's less commitment on me then.
Yep, you get to do the editing, the producing.
Yeah. Bro, no.
You get to make these fancy microphone boxes, which are definitely working, by the way.
You have some hand in marketing, so you'll understand social media stuff better than us.
I don't touch social media. That's consumer. I'm B2B. Which is business to business. And then B2C is business to consumer. Learning.
So don't ask me why I was thinking about this. This is basically a story of why I can't sleep at night sometimes. But there's a really big question for you at the end of the story. Feel free to interject at any time, because it could get a little bit long.
I'm ready.
It's not the pink house
story. No, it's not the pink house story. You're welcome for not telling that.
Because I could see that keeping you up at night.
No, it's pretty simple, really. It's just Cheerios, Wheaties, you know, whatever you want. Holly, I'll tell you later. You don't want to know right now. So this is a story, and it ends with a question of why I can't sleep. So it was a while ago that I saw a tweet or something on social media about a girl where a guy was trying to get her phone number, and so he gave her his phone to put the number into, but instead of putting in the number, she Venmo'd herself $100. Which, first of all, that's hilarious. But I think this girl could have caused way more destruction than she actually did, and this is why. So first of all, I already touched on, that's hilarious. Second of all, there could be some people that think that's really mean, like that's rude, and there could be like an argument over whether it was funny or whether it was just plain rude, which I don't care about that part. The part I care about was how destructive it would be, because this Chad guy who tried to get the number, he's going to end up suing that girl. This is all in my mind. He's going to sue that girl.
So this is a not... confirmed is all
no,
allegations
the rest
that
of
are
this,
in your head.
Yes.
Okay.
So the first part of the story, completely true. This part of the story is what I was thinking about.
All right. Buckling up, kids.
So Chad's going to sue this girl, right? Because she didn't give him his money back. And she just stole, and he has her name and everything. She stole $100 from him. And so he's going to get, like, his dad, lawyer, whatever, to sue this girl. And they're going to use
That's
video...
kind of sexist.
Right? Video evidence. Wait, why is that sexist?
Because it had to be the dad. Oh, it's 2019. The mom could have been the lawyer.
I don't
the
know.
Non-binary parent could have been the lawyer.
Okay, you know what? This Chad's guardian is going. Chad's unisex guardian is going to sue this girl.
It could be the grandmother.
Unisex guardian.
Carry
and
on.
They use the front-facing camera footage from his phone to determine that she did do this. And how did they get this front-facing camera footage? It's because the mobile companies are secretly keeping track of it, and they have it saved. So then this girl, after getting sued by Chad, sues the mobile, like the wireless companies, for keeping and saving all of this data.
All right, I'm going to pause you right there.
All right.
So, this is in one of my podcasts about big tech. Big B, big T. Big tech, everyone.
Big tech.
So, as from what I've been told and what I've been reading, is that Apple does collect your data, but it's more private than any of the other big four, which is not Microsoft. It's Facebook. Facebook, Apple, Google. What's the last one I can't think of?
Couldn't tell you.
It's not IBM. That's not it. But anyways, okay. So they're the most privacy. They have the most. Shut up. They have the most restriction around privacy than any of the other big tech companies. So, yes, I think the FBI is looking through your front camera, and everyone should have it posted over your front camera of your computer.
That's why Key's computer right here is duct taped over it.
But that's your computer. However, on your phones, they are more secure, and they are not allowed to look at the front-facing or back-facing cameras without your permission of access.
Which is why this girl is suing the company.
Yes, but theoretically, in this theoretical world, Chad... Sounds like a frat boy.
Chad is not, a frat boy.
Okay. What
fraternity? Wait, is that
fraternity?
Real or no?
No, I just thought of Chad because...
Okay.
What frat? Can we get like a storyline around here?
What's the frat from Monsters University?
Can you tell we went to a private school?
Alpha, Alpha, Alpha.
Alpha.
Triple A.
It's all triple A.
They're really like mechanically insurance. Handy.
Anyways.
So basically, do you want to make up a name for the girl too? Would you like the girl to have a name?
Emily.
Kiana said it first, even though he said it really quietly. He wanted the girl's name to be Holly. So Holly
first
is suing.
Off,
yep, Holly, you're suing Chad, okay?
All right. First off,
actually, no,
date a frat boy.
Exactly, that's why you Venmo'd yourself $100.
But I wouldn't Venmo myself $100.
But you did in my head. So you have
in
Chad's
head,
money,
though.
Chad sued you, and now you are going to sue Android,
who would have an Android?
You have an Android!
No! If I was giving my number to any male, I would not do it
back?
If it was on
in
an
this situation,
Android.
Jeffrey is staying up late at night thinking about Holly Venmoing herself money on Brad's phone.
Chad.
Oh, sorry, Chad's phone. And you guys are arguing.
Well, you guys haven't heard the best part of this yet.
All right, then let us drive into that.
So basically, you sue Android because they're the ones that you thought had the video of you. Like, they kept the phone cameras on.
The government?
Also,
but
Google
really,
has a great phone. Fuck both of you.
No, what? That shit's trash.
Nah, but keep going.
Okay, so you sue them, but then they out the CEOs of the actual phone companies that have been keeping track of all the data, right?
Sure.
So it's almost a domino effect right now, but it's getting bigger. Those CEOs of all the phone companies go to prison for breach of privacy or whatever the hell.
Unless it's in the terms and...
Which it's not.
Have you read it?
No,
okay.
But in my head, it's not because this is that's why they go to prison.
Right. You're right.
So they go to prison and they're being tortured for information, right?
Sure.
Because they're in prison. That's what happens in prison. And they end up outing...
I thought rape happened in prison.
That too. They end up outing high-ranking government officials.
Harvey Weinstein.
Because the government officials were paying these CEOs... They were paying these CEOs to keep track of all the footage and give it to them.
Which is what the NSA was doing at the end of the Bush administration into the Obama administration.
Okay.
Make sure you're talking to the mic, not into the box.
Sorry about it.
I don't know if it was picking up or not.
It probably was.
Sit on the floor, then.
But once these high-ranking government officials were outed, it comes out that they were sending all of the footage to the Russians. So,
are we really trying to cut political right now?
No, we're not. Okay. We all know the Russians are spying on us, but now, in this scenario, we have proof that the Russians are spying on us because high-ranking government officials were Russian spies, and they were using phones and cameras to send all of our information over to Russia. So my question is,
Holly, why'd you take the money?
All right, so let's just like do a quick synopsis of what the whole conversation was, or what this...
Wait, do you want the question first or the synopsis first?
Let's do the question, actually.
Okay, the question is, do you think spies are so good at being spies that there's spies in our government?
Obviously.
Like, conspiracy that has theories. To be true.
I believe a lot of conspiracy theories.
I do, too.
I feel like we've had this
Jack is skeptical.
You're skeptical
what do you think, Jack?
Conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I definitely think that there's spies in the government.
Like, they're just...
That's just a given.
Yeah, so I don't really get why you're pondering this.
Why is this keeping you up at night?
That's a really good question. But, like, how weird is that to think about? Some Russian dude knows English better than you, he's smarter than you, he came to the U.S., gained his citizenship, air quotes, and became a part of the U.S. government just so he could send all of our information back to Russia. And now, this is going to start a new Cold War. All because Holly had to take Chad's phone and send herself $100. You started the Cold War, Holly.
All right, so quick synopsis. So, Jeff...
We'll see what you remember.
Jeffrey's staying up at night, concerned in his bed.
Not concerned, just pondering.
Pondering. So he thinks that from some frat boy, we're going to get two Russian spies.
No, actually, it's from you to the Russian spies. You forgot about the you part.
You're inserting my name. I don't have to be associated
you're
with
right. So
with
it's party. It's the female in the story.
Why do we have to blame the female?
Well, because she's the one that started the domino effect.
Okay, but why did she...
Do you want me to change it to a gay guy? The gay guy Venmoed himself.
What's
the
point? Man. It was his fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, in the first place, don't take the money. That's just stupid because you don't know his financial situation.
Right, but that was actually, like, that was the only true part of that story.
See, if we were going to ponder, like, the whole whether or not it was right or funny thing, I would have been down in on this. But you went really far with it, and I just didn't care anymore.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's just, like, that is right. Why I couldn't sleep, is because that's what I was thinking about. Gotcha. I made up that entire story.
Gotcha.
And I thought, wow. I should write this down.
See, $10 is funny, $100 is rude.
I think it's hilarious no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if she went, like, $250 or, like, $500 or anything more than that, that's pushing it. But this girl's got huge balls. Like, first of all, how would you even think to do that? How would that be your first reaction? Is someone asks for your number, and instead of giving me your number, you take their money?
She was probably at a bar. Wanted drinks. She was like, now I have free drinks.
And that's hilarious.
I can't really tell any of this story because I don't really go out anymore other than to the breweries. So we went from falling off the bar at Plums to breweries.
That's kind of drastic difference right there.
You fall off of a bar.
Well, I bet she stood on it and then all of a sudden she wasn't standing on it anymore.
Mm.
Yeah.
On accident.
Mm-hmm.
Good thinking. I was thinking on the rooftop and fell off.
No.
She fell off the bar, not like the bar top.
No, it's like 3 feet up.
Do you have a transition you can use to get to your topic?
Not at all. Oh, well, kind of. Growing up.
Holly's growing up.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Nice job, Holly. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Some things that I really noticed while we were in Vegas... I think I've matured a lot. I've grown up.
Why do you say that?
Because there's a lot of slutty chicks. I was like, none of that is something I want in my life.
And say a year ago that's what you wanted?
I would have been more okay with it.
All right.
I think it's a little different being in Vegas because most of them were street performers.
No. Well, also, Joey showed me... I have no idea what his name is. Apparently some... Instagram influencer person who has just like right now he's a Halloween costume party thing going on. I honestly have no idea who he is. He used to be a SEAL or something like that. And Joey was showing me all of his Instagram posts. I'm like, he's with a bunch of chicks who don't care about him.
Oh, you were like, talking about Dan Bilzerian, weren't you?
Yeah, him.
Oh.
And I looked at it, like Joey was like, dang, his life would be cool. I'm like, there's nothing about his life that I want.
No.
I want his money. I don't really care about anything else, though.
But that money comes with consequences.
Such as?
People who don't care about you.
He gets money because people don't care about him? I'd love to get money because people don't care about me.
People don't care about him.
If I got money for people that didn't care about me, this would be a very successful podcast.
But, like, that's just my example. Like, I've just noticed, like, things that subconsciously I didn't choose to, like, switch, but I've noticed them the past couple of weeks.
But so what happened in your life that made you have that switch?
I have no idea.
Well, damn it. Now we can't get into the good stuff.
Well, we can get into some good stuff.
All right.
The good stuff being, you're the most popular guest, so I figure we should bring back one of the most popular games.
Oh, you guys don't want to... Okay, that's cool. That's fine. You guys could have expanded more on, like, has it happened in your life? But no, we can play Dictionary.
I'm getting married. I'm pretty sure I've matured a little bit.
I'm still not invited to the wedding.
No one's been invited yet.
I'm just going to hide under my box.
I've been invited, but I'm also in it, so...
Yeah.
He kind of had to get that shit
well,
together.
Well, good for you!
There's a total of 12 people that have been invited so far.
Mm.
So don't be sad.
So not your parents?
No. Nope.
Fuck them.
Not invited.
Damn. Cold Ouch. Hearted.
I might cut that out. But yeah, what was your favorite game that we ever played? Do you remember our games?
Now that Jack said it, I remember Dictionary, but I don't remember anything else.
Okay, well, this is my second favorite game, but I think it's everyone else's favorite game.
What is it?
Wait, do you want to know my favorite or the game you're playing?
Well...
Because you already know the game you're playing.
Maybe both?
Is it different?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the same.
My second...
Was it eating hot chips and answering questions?
Hot takes? No, it's not that.
That's a rip-off from the YouTube. I learned that this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It just took you this long?
I'm not on the YouTube for chicken wings!
Oh, so you do call it the YouTube, so... I expect you not to be there. Can't go to theyoutube.com and find it.
It's called the Google, too.
Yeah.
Google? I mean, it is the internet.
So?
Continuing.
It's only fair. So the game we're playing is Know Your Dictionary. My favorite is Jack Sense.
Oh, yeah.
We'll play that another time.
We're not playing that.
What is that?
Jack Sense is where Jack does an accent and the guest has to guess what accent it is.
Or an impersonation.
Or an impersonation. Yeah. That is my favorite game.
Yeah.
It is hilarious. But.
All right.
I spent my time this afternoon, after putting these boxes together, finding dictionary things for you guys.
Aww.
Yeah, isn't that sweet?
Uh-huh.
And they're all food related. All
right.
That's your hint.
We got a topic.
All right.
The topic is food.
Are we still coming from Urban Dictionary here?
Yes, okay. These are all from Urban Dictionary. First word, pepperonio.
Now, okay, so it's food-related, but is it...
Is it a type of food?
This is a type of food.
Oh, okay.
Pepperonio.
What's it? I'm going to have a really out there, just weird guess, because I'm not sure where in Urban Dictionary you're searching things. So I'm just going to go with it's a log of pepperoni that was stuffed in somebody's ass. It's a pepperonio.
That took a left turn. Oh, God.
All right, Golly, what do you think it is?
I was thinking like a rolled-up pepperoni, like with cheese. I don't know.
So Holly was a little bit closer. I'll tell
you
that. There's no butthole in this definition. The definition of pepperonio, and forgive my pronunciation of it because I'm not Kiana. Pepperonio is a pepperoni and jalapeno pizza.
Oh, I'd like that.
No butts involved.
Oh, okay.
I mean, unless you ate it and
had to
hang out in the bathroom.
Pepper. And anal in there, making pepperonio.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I did not go there.
But now I understand we're making foods with names, not just... Okay. We're not doing things with the food.
Question two!
Question two. Your second word, or phrase, I guess. Texas breakfast.
Oh, I should know this.
I think Holly can go first on this one.
Okay.
Just to avoid any butthole comments.
Can we have, like, one question that we can answer, or that we can ask? Is it Mexican food related?
No.
Texas breakfast. That. Texas toast? With sausage?
I was thinking just, like, three things of egg, Texas toast, some bacon... know, just breakfast in Texas, basically.
You guys are on the right track because it is breakfast related. I mean, it's in the word. Breakfast related.
Thank you.
It's a meal consisting of pancakes and a beer.
Huh.
All right.
Usually served for dinner, but it's Texas breakfast. Third one. Bacon blaster. This is why we need to be filming all of this, because Holly's made some really funny facial...
I make great facials. I'll be in meetings, and I can't hold back my facial, so someone will say something so fucking stupid, and I'll just... So, like, all memes on the internet, I will make those faces.
Yeah, we need to start filming this.
All right, so can you repeat the question? Phrase?
The phrase is... Bacon blaster.
Sausage wrapped in bacon.
That's a pretty good guess, and it's like a blaster, like a...
Because my dad makes them. And you put them... You take a toothpick.
Isn't that just like pigs in a blanket?
No, because pigs are like... they have breading around them.
Okay.
It's pig and a pig.
Pig and a pig? That is a pig and a pig.
It is pig and a pig.
Do you have a guess?
You know, I just feel like I'm going to lose this one. So... I'm going to go with somebody. You know, I don't know if you guys have seen the things on the internet where it's like an egg log, where you put an egg in it and it cooks it, and then you push it out and it comes out in a log.
No? I have not seen that.
Oh, well, that's what I'm kind of picturing here, but with bacon rather than an egg, and you just push it out and it blasts it out onto the plate, cooked.
Could have something to do with diarrhea.
No, it doesn't. A bacon blaster is a vanilla milkshake with crispy bacon bits in it.
That sounds disgusting.
Really? I thought it sounded pretty good.
No.
I'm not a big fan of bacon,
They should not be mixed.
I'd definitely have a tough time drinking it through a straw because of the bacon bits.
That just, should never go together.
What about chocolate chip? There's chocolate chip bits in a straw when you're drinking it.
Yeah, it always throws me way off.
And there's too much chocolate when there's in chocolate.
There's no chocolate in a vanilla shake, Holly.
I'm saying theoretically in this chocolate chip shake. I'm gonna slit your throat.
Your fourth word is Cakemageddon.
This is a convention where they have bake-offs with cake, and it's just playing off of Armageddon, but with cake, because they thought they were clever. It's a Cakeageddon.
I'm staying on the breakfast theme. I'm thinking it's pancakes that are loaded with things.
I think her guess is better than mine.
I think her guess is better than yours, but your guess is way closer.
Really?
Yeah.
Cakemageddon is when 6 or less people attempt to eat an entire Costco sheet cake in one sitting.
Oh, damn. We were...
Cakemageddon. Bad. You guys got one more. I figured we're in Minnesota... doing a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This should be Minnesota related.
Okay.
Your final word / phrase is Minnesota standoff.
I know what this is!
Wait, wait. If you know what it is, I want to hear Jack's take.
Okay, Holly's okay. Cheating. I'm going to say, no, I've seen, I know what this is, yeah.
Holly's looking it up under the table.
Again?
Minnesota standoff.
I think it's a maple syrup chugging contest. Between two people.
That's like Vermont standoff.
Gross.
Well, I figure we're the southern Canada, so...
You're right.
But it's like, you know, people slap you in the face with a glove and, challenge you. That's how they...
Who
they
does
settle
that?
It. I don't know. It's an old-timey thing.
Wow, I'm glad I'm not a guy.
It doesn't happen. It just... I think it used to. I've seen it on TV.
What show?
The Simpsons.
Why?
Holly,
do you
have your answer?
Yes, I do. So, it's when there's one last item of food on a plate, and no one touches it because they don't want to offend the other person in the room or other people in the room.
Holly got it right.
Yes!
Holly wins 1-0.
Fuck yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing, because I
Minnesota
definitely knew that.
Yeah.
There can be a bunch of pigs in it. No, there can be a bunch of...
Pigs...
Everyone's eating a pepperoño, right?
Yeah, that's a good one.
And there's 16 slices in this particular pepperoño, and there's 4 people sharing it. And there's 1 slice left.
No, but nobody, if it's even, it's fine.
Okay, there's 15 slices.
Thank you.
And nobody eats the last piece.
It'll just sit there.
A Minnesota standoff.
Mm. When I saw that, because I read that, I think, on the internet. That's where I get most of my information.
Probably on Urban Dictionary.
No. I don't know where. But I've, like, made an effort to be like, oh, I'm going to have this last one and, like, announce it to other people because everyone is just so passive-aggressive. I hate it.
See, my thing is, I know nobody else is going to eat it, so I just eat it.
Mm. I come at it from a way more self-conscious place of, they're all going to be like, Fatty's going to want it.
Come on, Fatty, don't you want that last slice?
I try to prove them wrong, like, Fatty doesn't want it.
So that sounds like a body image self issue?
Yeah, it's more of a self-esteem problem.
Okay,
yeah.
I would recommend going to a therapist. They're pretty
good.
Everyone...
because then I go, Fatty doesn't want it, and Fatty don't want it. Fatty don't have it.
Fatty don't need it.
Oh, my God. I recommend everyone go to a therapist. They're awesome. Shout out to Nicole.
Shout out, Nicole.
Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Spotify,
mostly
Anchor,
Spotify,
iTunes.
Anchor,
anywhere,
iTunes.
Anywhere you can get podcasts.
We should, yeah. We're on 8 different platforms, so if you haven't listened to us by now.
Yeah, big shout out to Anchor for just putting us up there.
Yeah, Anchor's huge. Yeah. We're on Stitcher, we're on Breaker, Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
Twitter, at @Jack_and_Jeff.
@Jack_and_Jeff.
@Holly Warning.
Okay, there it is. Add her for her bad comments on Fantastic Beasts 2. Comments @gmail, just4buds@gmail.com.
Shout out to everyone who's responded. I think it's Anna Rippey.
Hey, Rip.
I love her.
Tanner, stop texting me. Comment. Review. Don't text me about it. Review.
Kristen.
Tanner.
Damn it, Tanner.
Kristen, I know I see you a lot, but when you tell me things in person, you know I don't remember them.
Also, it means more if you review us rather than just text us.
Tis all.
Remember, guys, everything is simpler with a bud.
This is Jack and Jeff, signing off.
Well done.
Hey, suits, fuck off.